Medical advancements in HIV treatment have transformed the condition from what some considered a death sentence in decades past to one that allows many people to live healthy lives with a once-daily pill. A military study published in April found 99% of service members with HIV were able to suppress the virus to undetectable levels within a year of regular treatment. Sergeant Nick Harrison is one of those people. For him, it's the military policy about HIV, not the virus, that's making him suffer.
I'm kind of the prime textbook example of why this policy is ludicrous.
After serving more than a decade in the Army National Guard, including multiple deployments as an infantryman, Harrison went to law school and accepted a job offer with the Judge Advocate General Corps. But he was denied the position when officials learned he tested positive for HIV about a year earlier. They said that violates the military's ban on people with HIV becoming officers.
It seems to me that moving me over to a courtroom and letting me practice law would be probably the best use of my skill, probably the best interest of the Army. But because they just have this sort of outdated policy, they say, no, we don't make any exceptions for people with HIV. You're just sort of stuck there.
The Air Force took things a step further in 2018. It ordered some airmen with HIV to be discharged, even though their doctors said they were fit for duty. The Air Force said because those airmen can't deploy under the military's HIV policy, they're a burden on their units. Last year, a federal judge ordered an injunction to block the discharges while the legal challenge continues. An airman suing the military under the pseudonym Victor Vo is among the plaintiffs.
It's frustrating, to say the least. We're not a danger. We're perfectly capable of doing our job. And most of us want to do our job. Like, I want to do my job. And it's frustrating that they won't let us do that.
The military wouldn't comment for this story, but responding to lawsuits from Vo, Harrison, and other service members, it said people who are HIV positive in combat zones pose a risk to themselves. It also said other troops could be in danger from blood-to-blood contact. Retired Lieutenant General Thomas Spohr says the policy makes sense. He directs the Center for National Defense at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank.
It goes back to fundamentally the need for continuing medication.
Spohr says service members sometimes have to deploy to remote areas where they may not be able to get medication refills or proper care. He says that's why the military often also doesn't allow people with other chronic conditions to deploy.
There's just this belief that they cannot look after these people adequately in a combat zone and they don't want to take that risk.
But former Navy Secretary Ray Mabus doesn't agree. He says that argument may hold up for extreme missions, but not for a blanket ban on deployment. He says HIV meds are easily transportable and the odds of transmission via open wounds are next to none. Mabus has been vocal in his support for the plaintiffs and says the military needs to update its policies.
These are people that want to serve. These are people that we've invested huge amounts of time and money in, who have amazing experience, who are patriots, who raised their hand and said, send me.
While the injunction blocks service members with HIV from being discharged, they're still banned from deploying or becoming officers. In the upcoming hearing, a federal judge is expected to decide whether to rule on the case without a formal trial. This case doesn't directly challenge the military's rule that bans people with HIV from enlisting in the armed services, but plaintiffs hope a ruling in their favor would help lead to that policy changing as well. I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.